I'm Josh Herrera, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, President Trump's border wall. With his 100th day mark in office approaching, Trump is scrambling to have an accomplishment. But it might not be that wall he loves so much. Late-night comics Conan O'Brien and Trevor Noah explain why that wall might not be a wall after all. All this and Jimmy Fallon in today's Punchlines.
In the meantime, Trump is asking Congress to fund his border wall, and there might be a government shutdown if they don't. Or as Trump put it, hear that? The wall hasn't even been built, and it's already a huge obstacle. It's amazing how quickly that happened. Bigly.
Speaking of the wall, I don't know if you heard about this. Top Republicans are now saying that Trump's border wall doesn't mean an actual wall, but a metaphor. Yeah, which makes sense, because during the campaign, all those Trump supporters were shouting, build the metaphor, build the metaphor, metaphor, metaphor.
You know, I don't know why Trump and his people don't just lose the whole wall idea. Because, like, first they were going to shut down the government for funding. Then, as of last night, they said, maybe we'll wait until September. Now people are saying it might not even be a wall. They're saying, and this is all real, they say it could be a fence. Or it could even be a blimp. Which I don't even understand. What, a Mexican's gonna stand at the border like, don't cross, just look at it, man. Wow. Like, it's just going down in severity. Pretty soon, it's just gonna be a ditch. And then it'll just be stern words. No crossing! No crossing! No! No crossing! Bad Mexican, no!
Seriously, Ivanka Trump was booed in Germany. That's a big story. Apparently, she told the people of Berlin, why would you get rid of a perfectly good wall? You had one. You got rid of it. You had it. You could have given it to us. We could have used it.
Yeah, come on.
Anyway, without funding for the wall, the president is still scrambling for a victory.
No scramble. No scramble. You're the scrambled eggs with bacon on the side.
Which is why today, the president unveiled a brand new goal.
The president promising a massive tax cut and trying to deliver on another campaign pledge, slashing the corporate tax rate from 35 to 15%.
Isn't that genius, Trevor? My God, I have pillows with a higher thread count.
I'm sorry, how... you know what, Mr. President, could you...
Let me in. Let me in. I'm like a vampire. You have to invite me into the desk. Oh.
That's not what we heard. Anyway, I don't understand this, Mr. President. Like, how does lowering a corporate tax help anyone except the corporations?
All right, okay. Think of corporations as people.
Which they're not.
And the government as a waiter.
Just not.
We're tipping 35%. We should be tipping 15%. And even that is generous when you consider tax.
Well, I've heard that you don't tip at all.
See, now there you go. Again, fake news. I tip all the time, everybody. I tip everywhere. Sometimes I don't even leave the money for the bill. I just leave the tip. Just the tip, just the tip. And I'll leave it peeking out, the tip just peeking out from underneath.
And we'll be taking a look at the pros and cons of Trump's first 100 days.
Ooh.
He hits the first big milestone of his presidency this weekend, so let's take a look at the pros and cons of Trump's first 100 days. Here we go. Pro... 100 days. Con, 99 problems. There you go. Pro, he's really showing a lot of drive. Con, and chipping and putting. Well, there you go.
That's
it.
Yeah.
It keeps him from tweeting.
Yeah.
If it stops him from tweeting, yeah. Pro, he's promised to take on China. Con, as soon as he learns how to pronounce it.
China. 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 China.
China.
I like China.
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 Pro, Trump spent a lot of time with Betsy DeVos in the Oval Office. Con, because she has no idea how to get out. She's like, wait, there's no sides. There's no corners. Pro, hiring Jeff Sessions as his attorney general. Con, having to also hire his brothers Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
What?
Well, that's interesting. This. Pro, he said he'll knock the hell out of ISIS. Con, by writing ISIS on his golf balls. Well, it still counts. It still...
Four.
Finally, pro, the Trump presidency has encouraged Americans to exercise more. Con by going to protest marches every week. There you go. That's the pros and cons.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.